Hello and happy Friday. Yay. I'm Coy. Welcome to CNN 10. Many of you closing out Teacher Appreciation Week, showing love to leaders like Miss Rivera and Miss McDaniel at McGoffin in El Paso, Texas, lifting up all of your Lobos and us. And Miss Faye and young Mr. Vincent at WJCC Schools in Virginia. Big heart hands for all of our educators out there. Keep showing your teachers love, y'all. All right. Time to get you your news for the day. And we do start with some of the scary weather happening out there. Tornadoes, hail, flash floods, severe weather is rocking the United States, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. In fact, there has been at least one tornado reported in the U.S. every day since April 25th. That's according to the Storm Prediction Center, a U.S. government group that tracks and forecasts severe weather. On Wednesday, in Tennessee, at least four powerful tornadoes tore through the Volunteer State.
I just heard it. It was a roar. That's all it was a roar. And it's gone. We have farm animals and we don't know where nothing's at.
The severe weather also brought flash floods, which led to water rescues and blocked roads north of Nashville. So far, strong storms across the central and southern U.S. have caused at least four deaths. This powerful tornado just pummeled Portage, Michigan earlier this week. You can see one tree toppled after the next. Luckily, no serious injuries reported in Portage. The Storm Prediction Center says April to June is the most active time for tornadoes in the U.S., and May is often the busiest month. In Brazil, more rain is expected today through Sunday. Torrential downpours have already caused catastrophic flooding in the southern part of the country, affecting more than 1 million people. Tens of thousands of people have been rescued. More than 100 have been killed. McKenna Ewan has more on the difficult times in Brazil.
Video shows an airport tarmac in Rio Grande do Sul's capital heavily flooded. This comes after heavy rains hit the southern Brazilian state during the past week. The rains and consequent flooding in the region have caused a growing number of deaths and resulted in many missing. The region has been increasingly hit by extreme weather events in the past few years. The climate crisis, caused by the burning of fossil fuels, is making extreme weather events more intense and more frequent around the world.
Next, we head to Iceland, a country of fewer than 400,000 people. It's home to 32 active volcanoes. Now, living near a volcano may sound scary, but for the folks in the small town of Grindavik, there hadn't been an eruption for literally hundreds of years. But as you will see in this report from CNN's Laura Patterson, that is no longer the case.
It's incredibly deep.
It is incredibly deep, and there were huge cracks in that area, which they've filled up already. And this is actually the same crack that goes through town as well, all the way to the crater area, basically.
And it's actually perilously close to your house just there.
It is, yeah.
This volcanic eruption, just a few miles from the small town of Grindavik, is the latest in a series of volcanic events to rock the Reykjanes Peninsula in southwest Iceland. Having laid dormant for eight centuries, the volcanic system here is reawakening, marking a new period of activity that could last tens or even hundreds of years. For Grindavik's 3,600 residents, that means dealing with lava flows, powerful earthquakes, destructive fissures and evacuations. Clara Haldorsdottir and her family evacuated in November last year, and like many, she doesn't plan to return.
Þetta er fáralegt þetta skuli.
Já, ég veit það. Sjáumst. Yeah, I was asking if he's moved back, but he said no, I'm not going to risk it.
Is he just visiting then?
Yeah. Picking up some stuff.
And so no one is really living in this part.
No. Maybe there are about 30 people already living in Grindavik.
Yeah.
But the rest of us aren't that keen on that, and you know, nobody knows what Mother Nature is going to do next.
So did lots of houses around here get damaged when this happened? I guess the ground must have moved quite a lot.
It did, actually. The brown house, it's completely ruined. And the black house here is sinking more and more. And the gray house is my horse stable, and we used to keep our horses on this pasture. There are no pictures on the walls now, so it feels kind of like a house with no soul. For me and most of the people in Grindavík, having the eruptions in 2021 and the following years so close by, it was fascinating. The earthquakes, of course, were the downside of it, but then it happened so close to town, and that's a totally different story.
And can you tell me a bit about what the community was like here?
It's a community of people who more or less know each other, and you would go to the grocery store and have a talk, and it was like a close community. Now we're spread it through various towns, and this the feeling that we miss the most, I think.
Your kids, did they want to stay here, or are they kind of...
They still want to stay here. Yeah, it's harder for them, definitely. This is where they grew up, and they don't know anything else. And now we're cooped up in a small apartment. I think Icelanders are quite tough. I mean, we live in a harsh nature, and we've always known that this was an active area, but nothing has happened for 800 years. And the last time that there was an eruption so close to towns was in the Westman Islands 51 years ago. It lasted for a few months, but then it was over, and then you could start rebuilding the community. But here we don't know when it's going to end.
Ten-second trivia. Which event's motto translates to faster, higher, stronger together? Super Bowl, World Cup, Olympics, or Nobel Prize? If you said Olympics, you get a gold medal. The original Olympic motto was three Latin words, Citius, Altius, Fortius. In 2021, the Olympic Committee added the word together at the end. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Ooh la la wee wee. The Olympic torch has finally arrived in France ahead of the Paris Summer Games. An estimated 150,000 people came to see it arrive at the port city of Marseille. The torch was lit a month ago at the ancient Olympia site in Greece. Then it set sail for France on a 128-year-old boat. The French Air Force did a flyover and streaked the colors blue, white, and red across the sky to mirror the nation's flag. Then the rapper Jewel, a native of Marseille, took that torch and lit the cauldron. For the next few months, the torch is going to crisscross France, ending up in Paris eventually, where it will light the Olympic cauldron on July 26, marking the start of the Summer Olympics with the Paralympics to follow. I will be there covering the games for us this summer. You know what? Maybe I'll be covering one of you doing your thing in the 2028 games in LA. Hey, remember that Sunday is Mother's Day, so if you haven't gone out and picked some flowers or written a nice little note yet, do whatever you gotta do. Shout out to Rigetti High School in Santa Maria, California. Go Warriors. Thank you for making us part of your day. And to the Panthers of Duncanville High School in Texas, we see you. And Mrs. B, congratulations on your retirement. We wish you all the best in the next chapter. All right, cue the music. Go out and make someone smile this weekend. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.